I'm Dan Hughes in the Softball Corner. In our last program, we talked about five things a new slow-pitch softball pitcher should know before he ever throws a pitch in a game. To recap, those five things are: number one, learn to throw strikes, the most important rule of all. Number two, use the highest allowable arc. Number three, learn to hit the edges and corners of the strike zone. Number four, learn to throw a knuckleball and other fancy pitches. And number five, learn to pitch from the far ends of the pitching plate so the pitch isn't coming from the middle of the mound all the time. Okay, you've got those basics down. What next? First and foremost, protective equipment. With the height limit in ASA ball now 10 feet instead of 12 feet, two bad things happen. One, the pitch gets to the batter faster, so you don't have as much time to back out of the box after you release your pitch. And two, the pitch gets to the batter flatter, so he has a better opportunity to hit it squarely and solidly, right at you. Both of these facts mean that you, the pitcher, are more likely than ever to be hit by a line drive. Even before the height limit was lowered, the pitcher was in more danger of line drive injuries than any other player. No matter how fast you are or how fast your reaction time is, a line drive that hits the ground just in front of you and takes a bad hop can hurt you bad. And if any of your pitches are low and outside, there's an excellent chance they're going to come right back at you at almost 100 miles per hour. Do the math. You have less than one-third of a second from when the ball hits the bat to when the ball hits you. Let me say that again. You have one-third of a second to protect your face, your head, or wherever the ball is going to hit you. So be smart. Dress for self-defense. Wear a cup. A pitcher for my team last year had to have a testicle operated on after he took a line drive to the groin. Don't be stupid. Wear a cup. Shin guards are a good idea, too. A shin guard can prevent a broken leg bone, and many low-line drives will hit you in the leg before you can ever get your glove down there. Think about wearing a pitcher's face mask, too, especially if you're in a league or a tournament that allows unrestricted bats. Think hard about wearing a pitcher's mask. Head injuries that require serious and expensive facial reconstruction are not all that uncommon in slow-pitch softball. Earlier this season, a pitcher in Virginia was killed when a line drive hit him in the side of the neck. Listen to my program number 44 for more on that story. Finally, think about your glove. I recommend the largest, lightest glove you can find. Your glove is your shield, the only way you can stop a hard-hit ball from hitting your body. The larger your glove, the more body area you can protect, and you don't have to be so accurate when you throw the glove up to stop a liner. And the lighter the glove, the faster you can move it to wherever the ball is coming. Remember, you have less than a third of a second to get your glove in front of that screaming line drive. For more softball tips, visit my website, slowpitchbook.com. That's slowpitchbook, all one word, .com. Thanks for listening. In the Softball Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.